The following program is a presentation of CRN Digital Talk Radio and Les Kincaid. And now it's time for Wines du Jour with your host, Chef Les Kincaid.
Welcome to Wines du Jour. We're here at Mackenzie River Restaurant in the City National Arena that's in Summerlin, Nevada, just outside of Las Vegas. Wines du Jour continues to be America's number one syndicated radio food and wine program, bringing you important information about good wines and great food on each and every episode. Our weekly in-house special invited guest audience are here, and their taste buds are tantaling right now. They're getting a little bit of vino as we speak and a little wine, little food to follow up at the Mackenzie River Restaurant. That's at City National Arena, as I mentioned. We've also been offering good food and wine information and pairing for quite some time, and we appreciate that you're listening, and tonight, of course, is no exception. The choices are interesting, and I'm certain you're going to discover a little bit more about pairing with wines for the future. Thank you for listening to Wines du Jour. You need to know that we do not allow snobbery or intimidation in the room during our broadcast. Wine tasting is a sensory examination and evaluation of wines, in case you didn't know. Wines du Jour, the wine radio broadcast, is distributed in all 50 states, all around the world via radio, plus we're available on podcasts and free on iTunes. You're listening to Wines du Jour. I'm your host, Les Kincaid. Wine is sunlight held together by water, in case you didn't know. Think about it. It's an absolute fact. Tonight we're going to have a little bit of fun talking about three different wines, as we normally do. You know, Wines du Jour has been coming to you every Thursday for quite some time, and we feature three wines, generally from the same winery, each and every week. And then at the restaurant that we're broadcasting from that particular week, we pair some food from the restaurant to go with the wines. So we have a real, I think, interesting and informative bit of information for everybody, not only listening, but certainly for those that are here, because everybody gets to eat a little bit, drink a little bit, and have a little camaraderie. And, you know, believe it or not, over the years, and we've been doing this for 17 and a half years every Thursday, incidentally, for over the years, we've developed a lot of friendships between people that come to the show. In fact, a while back, we had a couple that met at the show and that got married. In fact, she had a baby, I think, about 2 or 3 weeks ago, which is pretty interesting. So anyway, Wines du Jour is a good thing, we hope, or we think, and I'm hoping that that you can pass the information on to your friends that may not be listening at the current time. Our first wine this evening that we're going to talk about is a 2016 Mirasu. In fact, all three wines this evening come from the winery in California, Central California, incidentally, called Mirasu. Mirasu Central Coast Chardonnay. Now, Chardonnay is, in case you didn't know it, the most popular white wine consumed in the entire world. More people drink Chardonnay than anything else. In fact, almost everybody starts out drinking Chardonnay before they decide they like wine or not. Chardonnay is pretty easy to drink. It goes with a lot of things, but I have to say there are a number of different variations of Chardonnay. Some are more food-friendly than others, and therefore some food goes with Chardonnay, but all food does not go with Chardonnay because the Chardonnay has its own little personality, if you know what I mean. The same thing stands true with Pinot Noir and Cabernet and all the other varietals as well. We just don't talk about it too much. Not that it's a secret, it's just we don't pay much attention to that sort of thing, really, when we're talking about wine and food. And tonight, we're pouring a little bit of Chardonnay from Mirasu, as I mentioned, Central Coast. It is actually something that, you know, Chardonnay should be at a temperature around roughly 50 degrees. Not 36 right out of your refrigerator, that's way too cold, or not sitting at room temperature, which literally could be in the 70s. So if you could chill it just slightly, maybe 30 or 40 minutes before you pour it, that's the ideal way to taste it. It always tastes good, but it tastes best with a little bit of a chill on it. Got to go to a break, so don't go anywhere. We'll be back coast to coast right after these messages here on Wines du Jour.
Hey, get a good night's sleep with MyPillow. I've seen the ads for years, and now I've got MyPillow. I ordered one. I ordered two, and I've been sleeping on them. I'm a back and side sleeper, and when I tried MyPillow, my sleepless nights are gone. I used to wake up in the middle of the night. Not anymore. You don't have to adjust your pillow. MyPillow adjusts to the shape you need and want. You toss out those flat, worn-out pillows. You sleep really well all night long. 100% machine washable and dryable, made in the USA, a 10-year warranty, and you can get four MyPillow. That's right, four for half the price. You get two premium MyPillows, two go-anywhere pillows, plus you get free shipping. You got nothing to lose. Try them out. They're guaranteed. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code WINNER. That's promo code WINNER, MyPillow.com, promo code WINNER, or call the direct phone number, 800-513-3363, 800-513-3363, or go to MyPillow.com, promo code WINNER. Hi, everybody. Michael Horn along with Fred Dreyer here in the Sports Lounge. We look behind the scenes in the world of sports. Do we not, Fred Dreyer?
We look behind and in front sometimes.
Really?
Yes.
Check them both out and you can see everything there. This isn't your show for sports scores. This is the show about the politics of sports.
We're not ripping and reading. We don't care about what the Phillies and the St. Louis Cardinals did in the third inning on a rainy day. Who cares? We're here to give you insight into a certain part of the sports world you don't normally see.
Wednesdays at 4 on CRN.
Welcome back to Wines du Jour. We're having a good time here. We're at the Mackenzie River Restaurant, which is in the northern part of Las Vegas in the City National Arena. This place is pretty cool. If you like to ice skate, and this is without a doubt the largest ice skating rink in Las Vegas is here. In fact, they have two rinks. They're divided by a nice little restaurant and a rest area. That keeps everybody happy. The kids have one side, the adults have the other sometimes, or maybe it's all kids, or maybe it's all adults. It just depends on what time of the day and what day of the week you come over here. But they're always happy to help you, and they have a restaurant that is very good. You can get snacks, or you can get a full meal if you'd like. And the bar, of course, is 100%. You can get anything you want at the bar. Like you could just about anywhere else. So it's a great place to visit. That's the City National Arena is where we're located in northern Las Vegas, in the area in Las Vegas known as Summerlin. So if you're from out of town, ask anybody where Summerlin is, when you get there, you can find this particular location, City National Arena, pretty easy. It's a big, big place. And a lot of good things happen here. The team that plays here, the Golden Knights, actually do their rehearsing here. Or I shouldn't say rehearsing. They do all their playing and practice here. And that's kind of unusual to have one place that doesn't own the team, but they allow them to come here, of course, and practice whenever they want. So you can come over here from time to time and catch them practicing, or you can just come over here and enjoy ice skating yourself. You can rent skates if you don't own your own. Just like it, you know, any place that has ice, if you will, would be more than happy to rent ice skates to you. I can tell you that ice skating is a lot more difficult than roller skating. I don't know if you had experience roller skating when you're growing up. Most kids do. From making your own roller skates to buying a really nice pair with the leather sides and so on, and having a lot of fun in the neighborhood. But let me tell you, when you get out on the floor at a place designed for roller skating, it's a whole different world. And I love to watch, and I don't know if you've had a chance to do this or not, but I love to watch the racing. You know, they have teams that actually compete with each other for roller skating. Some people don't even know that. But roller skating teams is kind of like ice skating teams. If you roller skate or ice skate, you might get on a team if you're interested in being very competitive. Or you can just go out there with the kids on a Saturday and all of you just kind of slide around the ice a little bit. You know, standing straight up on ice skates with the blade, if you will, is not as easy as it sounds. In fact, I don't know about you, but I started out with the inside of my foot or the shoe and the blade is the way I skated for a while until I got enough to where I could hold the skate up and actually skate on the blade like everybody else. So it's kind of an interesting thing, a lot of fun, and I think you should check it out. If you have a rink in your area, go check it out. It's a lot of fun and good for kids, too. And, of course, it's also very good exercise, believe it or not. You don't think of it as being exercise, but it really truly is. Tonight we're featuring Chardonnay as our first wine. And, of course, as I mentioned earlier, Chardonnay is the most popular white wine consumed in the world. That doesn't make it good necessarily. And I have to tell you that there are well over 50 different variations of Chardonnay. So don't get stuck on just the word Chardonnay. Try to find out what the particular varietal of Chardonnay that you're tasting that you really, really like. And then you can buy it at your retail store that way instead of just picking Chardonnay in general or buying it by price. Just because one Chardonnay is on sale doesn't mean you're going to like the taste compared to some of the others. That's the way it is. Same thing with Pinot Grigio or Pinot Noir, which is also what we're going to have this evening. Chardonnay has a little bit of this Chardonnay anyway, today, I just tasted a little bit ago. It has a little nectarine, a little bit of peach, a little bit of tropical fruit in the nose and the taste, and I think it's pretty good. It's one of the least complicated white wines that you can get, this particular one here, and it goes really well with a lot of different foods. Now, when we say foods, we could talk about snacks, or we could talk about a lunch, or we could actually talk about a dinner, or believe it or not, I can come up with, and that doesn't mean that anybody else can't, but I come up with a lot of things to serve Chardonnay with breakfast. You don't think of it with cereal. You know, you're not going to have Cheerios and Chardonnay. I've never thought about that. But there's a lot of neat things that you can fix for breakfast that Chardonnay goes very, very well with. And, of course, you should always have it lightly, and I emphasize the word lightly, chilled. Not cold out of the refrigerator, but lightly chilled, as I mentioned earlier. So we have a lot of fun here. This restaurant is kind of unique. It actually splits between two different arenas that you can skate in. It has a full bar and a full restaurant and an area where you can sit and relax without having anything to eat or drink or worrying about that sort of thing if you want. They have plenty of parking, too. And I mean plenty of parking. There's probably room for 350 or 400 cars, but this is a pretty good size area that we're in, and that's called the City National Arena in the area of Las Vegas known as Summerlin. Okay, so Chardonnay is something that we like. Chardonnay, in this particular case, comes from the Central Coast. But, you know, they grow Chardonnay grapes literally all around the world. It started out in France with Pinot Noir and Cabernet Sauvignon and Merlot a long, long, long time ago. And then it developed into its own Chardonnay by itself. They used to blend Chardonnay and Sauvignon Blanc together. Not that that's bad, it's just that they wanted to make sure that the taste and flavor was pretty much the same all the time. And then grown into having our own. In fact, the same thing stands true with red grapes, such as Cabernet and Pinot Noir and Merlot and so on. In fact, Merlot started out as a blending grape for Cabernet Sauvignon. And for many, many years, nobody even knew what the name Merlot was. They were drinking some Merlot in their Cabernet, but they didn't even know it. I mean, it just wasn't a popular item. And then they decided that it tastes pretty good on its own, and so they're going to start bottling it and or pouring it by an individual. And that's the way it is now. You can buy Pinot Noir, you can buy Merlot, you can buy Cabernet Sauvignon, all individually. And sometimes you might find that your taste is a little bit different than your neighbor, and you might like Pinot Noir better than Merlot. Or some people like Cabernet Sauvignon because it's kind of big and healthy and full-flavored, and it goes with an awful lot of food. Well, poured the Chardonnay, 2016 Chardonnay, and I have to tell you, it's pretty tasty. And the chef has put together a little appetizer here for us to taste. I'm not exactly sure what it is because it has a little sauce over the top of it and kind of keeps it from going. So I'll find out what it is and share that with you in just a minute. Okay, I know now. It is, ooh, apples and chicken. What a nice combination. Apples and chicken to go along goes on a little bit of flatbread is what they served it on, so it's pretty nice. About a 2-inch square flatbread with a little bit of apple, a little bit of chicken. There's some garlic infused in the olive oil that they put on it, a little cheddar cheese that tops it off as well. And the apple is a Gala apple, in case you're trying to figure it out. It has a little bit of bacon and caramelized onion as well. Very tasty, a nice appetizer. And boy, I have to tell you, it goes really well with this Chardonnay. Very nice combination, a great way to start off an evening. At least I think it is. The nectarine and peachy flavor in the Chardonnay is pretty common. You know, Chardonnay, as I mentioned earlier, is one of the varietals, and there are many, that are grown literally all around the world. It may have started in France, but it sure as heck didn't stay in the European area. It's all over now. There's not a country that has wine that doesn't have Chardonnay at one of the wineries. All right, we're back. Sorry, we had a little equipment, but what can I tell you? It's all good now. We're having a great time tasting some of the appetizers that they have here at Mackenzie River Restaurant, along with the wines that we're serving this evening from one of our favorite wineries that some people maybe have not ever heard of, called Mirasu. And Mirasu is a California Central Coast winery that produces, I don't know how many, I'm going to say 14 or so different varietals. It's not a small company that has one or two. It's got almost all the flavors that you would like, plus, that you can choose from, and you can get it in most of your retail stores. If not, you can always go online to the website and order wine that way. You can do that with any wines that we talk about at any time. It's not a problem. California seems to have more wineries than any other area in the world. In fact, for those of you that don't already know, California, the state of California, has over 4,400 wineries within that state. 4,400 just in California alone. So what does that tell you and I? Competition for wine is pretty healthy because every one of those 4,400 is trying to make a living, if you know what I mean. So what happens is we get the break. We get a little reduction in price, a little less than it would be if they didn't have that much competition. And we also have an opportunity to, for a little price, to check out flavors and tastes from wines that we don't already know about. And I suggest you always check out wines that you don't know about. So if there's a wine tasting in your area that has over 25 wines to taste, I recommend that you check it out. That's just the way it goes. We got to go to a break, so don't go anywhere. We'll be back coast to coast and around the world on the internet when we return, right here at Mackenzie River Restaurant in Las Vegas. Be back in just a moment.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call myflightsearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call myflightsearch.com right now.
Call 800-445-3166. 800-445-3166. That's 800-445-3166. Call now. 800-445-3166.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS? Newsflash, the president has changed the tax laws, and now you may be able to pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, the tax doctor can help you pay the IRS as little as possible allowed by law. There are new tax laws for business owners, the self-employed, even W-2 workers. If you have a back tax problem or a few years of unfilled returns, new help to save you money is now here. Call right now to see how the new tax laws can help you. Plus, right now, we'll waive the consultation fee and give you a free tax savings report. Attention business owners, the self-employed, and W-2 workers. Make this free call to the tax doctor now and learn how to take advantage of the new tax laws that may help you pay the IRS less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Welcome back to Wines du Jour. We're having a good time here. We're finishing up with the 2016 Mirisu Central Coast Chardonnay. Very nice, very tasty. And the chef did a very nice job pairing with that. But I want to move over to wine number two. Wine number two is a wine that a lot of people have heard about and probably never tasted, or they're not sure they've had it or not had it. It's called Pinot Grigio. Pinot Grigio. And this is a 2018, so that means it's the most current release of the Mirisu Pinot Grigio. And one of the things, it tastes good, but one of the reasons is it's un-oaked. There's no oak in this whatsoever. And that's pretty different by today's standards. Almost all wines are oaky, if you know what I mean. But this happens to be un-oaked. And gives you, I think, the maximum flavor. Kind of white peaches. A little bit of pear, a little bit of apple. Those are the three different flavors that you get out of this Mirisu Pinot Grigio. The fact that it's un-oaked is a little bit different for almost all wines. Are oak by today's standards. It's kind of a shame in a way, but it happens to be the most popular with the public. They like that oaky taste. They don't know that it's there necessarily, but they like the way the wine tastes, and it happens to be oaked. They don't say, this is oaked. Most people couldn't tell the difference if they had to. That's not a bad thing, but it's something that's a little bit unique, and oak does have its own uniquenesses. So when you don't oak a wine and drink it straight, if you will, it has a different flavor than if it was oak. And that's a good thing, especially when you're trying to pair that wine with food. And, of course, I like to say, and I believe this sincerely, that wine is food. A meal is a meal, but with a glass of wine, it's a celebration. From casual gatherings to formal affairs, wine celebrates any event. So kind of sit back and relax and enjoy wine on a daily basis. You know, the medical profession has changed their attitude, if you will, over the last several years, where they used to kind of recommend wine on Friday and Saturday. But today, all wineries, all winemakers, and all experts in the wine industry decided that it's a good thing to have a little bit of wine each and every day. And a little bit of wine in my vocabulary is one or two glasses of wine each day. Not bottles, but glasses. And that's going to be the healthiest for you. In fact, drinking wine, you know, in moderation, of course, is a healthy thing for you to do. So your blood is better for it in particular. Your heart works a little bit easier because it's in the blood cell. And several other reasons. I don't want to go into the medical part of it. But drinking wine is a healthy thing to do as long as it's within reason or moderation, I guess is the right way to put it. One or two glasses every day is really a good thing, and I recommend that you consider having those one or two glasses with your dinner meal. Almost every meal is enhanced by having a little bit of wine with it, and so that's your clue, if you will, to put a little bit of wine with your dinner meal every day, one or two glasses. That's the way I feel about it anyhow, and I hope you do too. Now, when it comes to wine, we like to have wine at a reasonable wine temperature. What the hell does that mean? Reasonable wine temperature. Well, I'm just going to tell you that in the case of red wine, we're talking about all red wines, no matter what kind, it is best lightly chilled. And the best way to lightly chill red wine is to put it in your refrigerator or some refrigeration somewhere for about 30 to 45 minutes. And then take it out, pull the cork or take the lid off, if you will, let it sit for a couple moments, and then pour it into a glass and let it sit for about 10 or 15 minutes. And what this does is it allows it to aerate, and that's an important way to improve the taste of wine. Has nothing to do with temperature in particular. It's just that it works well with it together, if you will. So let it sit for about 20 or 30 minutes and then have a nice sip, and you're going to find, wow, this really tastes good. And that's what it's all about. So try that, if you will. We're doing the Pinot Grigio next. We'll talk about Pinot Grigio a little bit more. It's not just white peach, pear, and apple. There's a little bit more to it. We can taste that when we come back. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back coast to coast and around the world on the internet right here on Wines du Jour at McKenzie River Restaurant after these messages. Be back in a moment.
Experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain, pain from a sports injury? If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
This is Dave Hull. Don't miss the newest couple on the air, myself and Mike Horn. We're together in the lounge, you know, here at CRN Digital Talk Radio. Call in and join us for talk radio like you've never heard talk radio before.
It's the legendary Dave Hull returning to the radio airwaves. That's right. Join Dave Hull and yours truly, Michael Horn, Fridays at 4 Pacific, 7 Eastern. And throughout the weekend, check out all the information at crntalk.com, crntalk.com.
Hello, I'm Fred Dreyer. I've had a MyPillow for 2 years. Before that, I had sleeping problems. Pillows would go flat. I would flip and flop all night. I would wake up with a sore neck and a sore back and maybe even a headache. Made right here in the United States with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee, there's nothing to lose. For a limited time, go to MyPillow.com and get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for just $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow. And it's only available at MyPillow.com when you use the promo code WINNER. That's two premium pillows, just $69.98, with the promo code WINNER at MyPillow.com. Or call 800-513-3363. That's 800-513-3363 or MyPillow.com promo code WINNER for a fantastic offer.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Las Vegas, no doubt, a city you've lived in, visited, or have read about. But is there life in Vegas beyond the glamour and glitter of the Strip? Experience life in Vegas, a rich, multicultural, visitor-friendly, 24/7 community. Vegas Life TV. The only network that carries 100% Vegas-produced TV programs. Vegas Live TV. Made in Vegas for all of Vegas. Vegas Live TV. Now available globally on your iPod, Droid, Smart TV, and laptop. Vegas Live TV. Check out VegasLiveTV.us now.
Come to RegenitiveMedicalAssociates.com and visit our online store. You'll find products to help with orthopedics, podiatry, aesthetics, and so much more. Our facility is FDA inspected with approved treatment for the United States Veterans Association. Visit our website at www.RegenitiveMedicalAssociates.com. That's Regenitive, R-E-G-E-N-E-R-A-T-I-V-E, MedicalAssociates.com.
Welcome back to Wine du Jour. We're having a good time here at a Mackenzie River restaurant in northern Las Vegas in the City National Arena area. And I have to tell you, there are people out here skating like you can't believe. There's a lot of people. I think there must be clubs or something that come over here and skate like every Wednesday at 7 o'clock or whatever the case may be. I'm not sure how that works. Well, I can tell you that this is well used, and everybody loves the place. I've heard no negative whatsoever, including great food. They have a full bar, and the facility is very clean and very nice, comfortable to sit in, enjoyable, and a lot of glass, which means you can see into the skating area and watch them. There's people standing up there watching the kids and the adults skating while we eat our dinner or drink our wine here at Wines du Jour. So that's the Mackenzie River Restaurant, and that's in the City National Arena here in the Summerlin area. Now, one of the things that we have chosen to do here is wine number two that we're consuming as we speak is Pinot Grigio. Pinot Grigio, the 2018 release, incidentally, just so you know. And again, I want to mention that it's un-oaked for maximum flavor, and it has a white peach, a little pear, and a little apple to go along with it. But, you know, the thing is, Pinot Grigio is a real crisp wine, and that's one of the things I really like about Pinot Grigio. You know, everybody automatically thinks when they think of white wine, they think of Chardonnay. And I have to tell you, that's probably, in my opinion, an error. I would rather have you think, if nothing else, when you think of white wine is to think of Sauvignon Blanc. And the reason that Sauvignon Blanc is my choice is because it is so much more food-friendly than Chardonnay. You know, there's a multitude of different Chardonnays, as I said earlier. Some of them go good with food. Many of them do not necessarily go good with food. But with Sauvignon Blanc, all Sauvignon Blanc goes well with food. You know, it's not all food and all wines, and there's no way that all of them go together well. Some go together better than others, but you can find a nice food easily with a Sauvignon Blanc and enjoy that combination very, very well. I've said all along, as I mentioned earlier tonight, that wine is food. And if you think of it as food, it will taste a lot better, and your food will actually be a lot better. You know, years ago, we would never think about having a glass of wine with lunch, or maybe even having a glass of wine with dinner probably was something only on special occasions. But by today's standards, wine is just as another food to choose from to have with your meal. So if you can, try to have a glass of wine or two with your dinner meal in particular every day, not just on Friday or Saturday. It should be part of your dinner meal selection. When you could decide what you're going to fix for dinner, decide what wine you're going to serve along with it automatically, and your dinner meal will be so much better included with wine than it was without. I have to tell you, not because you're not a good cook, but this is just an enhancement to make wine taste better with food than without food, if you will. Now, and that doesn't mean that you don't drink the wine straight, because you certainly can. And so many people love to have a glass of wine after dinner, or a nice glass of wine before going to bed, or a glass of wine with their lunch, whatever the case may be. Now, that's a good thing as well. I'm not suggesting that you don't do that. But try to figure out what kind of wines that you like, and if there's an opportunity in your neighborhood where there's going to be a wine tasting, as I mentioned earlier, if it has at least 25 wines to taste or larger, go check it out. And the reason I say that is that there are so many little groups and clubs and so on. They're trying to make some money for their club, and they put on what they call a wine tasting, which is really, I'm not trying to be sarcastic, but it's really kind of a joke. They have 20 wines, and they think that's a wine tasting. Folks, 20 wines is not a wine tasting by any stretch of the imagination. So please don't embarrass yourself by trying to do something like that, because it'll never work out successfully. The word gets out that you have 25 wines, and they're not going to come to your tasting. So you may put it on, but you're not going to make much money at it. Where if you put on a wine tasting that has at least 25 or more wines, then you have an opportunity to get people that enjoy wines. And the good thing is, when you go to, I'm going to call it a professional wine tasting, that would be more than 25 wines. when you go to a professional wine tasting, most of the time, each and every wine that is poured there, someone represents that particular winery that is pouring the wine and can answer almost any question you have about that wine. And that's a good thing. You want to know, hey, what kind of food goes with this, or what temperature should I try to maintain to make this particular wine taste better, or where can I buy it, or how much is it? All those questions can be answered by the person pouring the wine I call it a professional wine tasting, where they have at least 25 wines or more. That's just the way it turns out to be. And that's a good thing. I think everybody should go to a wine tasting every chance you get, because it's the best opportunity to discover wines that you didn't already know about without spending a lot of money. You know, you spend $25 or $30 or $40 to go to a wine tasting and taste up to 200 different wines. Now, I'm not suggesting that you taste 200, but there are 200 available. I suggest when you go to a wine tasting, you never ever taste wine you already know about. You know, so many people say, oh man, I love this, let me have some of that. Well, they miss out on wines that they might like even better if they had discovered it by tasting a little bit. We've got to go to a break. Sorry, running out of time. We'll be back coast to coast and around the world right after these messages here on Wines du Jour.
Hey, get a good night's sleep with MyPillow. I've seen the ads for years, and now I've got MyPillow. I ordered one. I ordered two, and I've been sleeping on them. I'm a back and side sleeper, and when I tried MyPillow, my sleepless nights are gone. I used to wake up in the middle of the night. Not anymore. You don't have to adjust your pillow. MyPillow adjusts to the shape you need and want. You toss out those flat, worn-out pillows. You sleep really well all night long. 100% machine washable and dryable, made in the USA, a 10-year warranty, and you can get four MyPillows. That's right, four for half the price. You get two premium MyPillows, two go-anywhere pillows, plus you get free shipping. You got nothing to lose. Try them out. They're guaranteed. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code WINNER. That's promo code WINNER, MyPillow.com, promo code WINNER, or call the direct phone number, 800-513-3363, 800-513-3363, or go to MyPillow.com, promo code WINNER.
Picture yourself and your loved one saying, I do, with a stunning sunset behind you and the sound of the waves gently lapping the shore. We can make that dream wedding come true. Ka'anapali Beach Hotel offers oceanfront and ocean view venues for a perfect backdrop to all your wedding memories. Choose from our wedding and vow renewal packages, or let us customize a ceremony just for you. Call 661-0011 or visit ka'anapaliweddings.com and let us help you create that once-in-a-lifetime occasion.
Are you tired of the courts usurping your freedom? America is supposed to be a democracy, but nine unelected justices sitting up high in Washington, D.C. are making laws which they have no right to make. Join Richard Nixon live in the Legal Lounge every Tuesday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on CRNTalk.com. Richard Nixon's a practicing attorney and noted author, and we talk all things legal, all things constitutional from a strict constructionalist perspective. Join Richard Nixon live in the Legal Lounge every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time on CRN Digital Talk Radio, crntalk.com.
Hi, I'm Dennis Bono. Join me every Saturday at 6 p.m. and Sunday at 3 p.m. for the Dennis Bono Show live from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. Enjoy this fun-filled hour with my celebrity friends as they perform, visit, and have lots of fun with me in front of a live audience in the showroom at the South Point Hotel. Please join me Saturday, 6 p.m. Pacific, Sunday, 3 p.m. Pacific, right here on CRN Radio and CRNTalk.com.
Come to RegenerativeMedicalAssociates.com and visit our online store. You'll find products to help with orthopedics, podiatry, aesthetics, and so much more. Our facility is FDA inspected with approved treatment for the United States Veterans Association. Visit our website at www.RegenerativeMedicalAssociates.com. That's Regenerative, R-E-G-E-N-E-R-A-T-I-V-E, MedicalAssociates.com.
Welcome back to Wines du Jour. We're having a good time here at McKenzie River Restaurant in the City National Arena in Summerlin, Nevada. Now, Summerlin is a little area known, it's like its own city north of Las Vegas itself. It sits right on the city limits of Las Vegas, and they have some really wonderful things going on here. You know, the baseball team that plays for Las Vegas, they do their practice here. It's just a lot of neat things that go on, and I think it'd be good to check it out. We are now going to wine number three, which is a 2017 California Mirasu Pinot Noir. Now, Pinot Noir is kind of a sexy name, isn't it? Pinot Noir. Different, yes, it's different than Merlot. But Pinot Noir is one of the world's most popular varietals. It isn't grown as much as some of the other varietals, like, say, as an example, as Chardonnay. They grow a lot more Chardonnay than they do Pinot Noir. But I can tell you that Pinot Noir is one of the more popular in taste. More people like the taste of Pinot Noir because it's relatively easy to taste. It's smooth. It has a lot of blackberry and raspberry flavors to it. A little strawberry, a little pomegranate. Those types of things are part of the thing, and it generally has a vanilla taste to it. And, of course, the vanilla taste only comes from one thing, and that is that the wine has been aged in oak. Vanilla comes from oak only. So if it has any vanilla flavor, it has been in oak for some period of time. And what period of time is that normally? Well, it depends on the varietal, depends on the winemaker's idea of what they want the wine to taste like, but it could be anywhere from 1 week to 5 months in oak. It just depends. But 5 months is very unusual, and 1 week is probably a lot more common, or 2 or 3 weeks, more common for varietals to be aged. And Pinot Noir is very good. You know, Pinot is it's really light-bodied. It's got a bright taste to it. I really think it's a good thing. It has the black cherry, as I mentioned earlier, raspberry, strawberry, pomegranate, you know, those types of flavors in the wine. And it goes very, very well with a lot of different food. It is a red wine, and I have to tell you, this is going to shock a lot of people possibly, but I think that this Pinot Noir with a nice steak on the grill is probably a great combination. And if you are lucky enough to be able to add maybe a baked potato to that with a little bit of sour cream and butter, you have a pretty daggone good meal, pretty easy to make. You can bake a potato easy. You can put it in an oven that you've preheated at 400 degrees for 1 hour. That's all you have to do. Wash it, put it in the oven, have the oven already preheated to 400 degrees, and 1 hour later take it out and it's ready to eat. That's all there is to it for that. So, and of course, the steak, you want to just take it out of the refrigerator and let it come to room temperature like you do anything that you're going to put on the grill that's in the refrigerator. Make sure you allow it to come to room temperature before you put it on the grill. Do not take it out of the refrigerator and put it on the grill. I don't care if it's a vegetable or pork or beef or chicken. It's not the right thing to do in any way, shape, or form. You've ruined the taste and flavor by far by doing that. So allow all your items before it goes on the grill to come to room temperature first. Pretty simple. And the grill, I don't know how you have your grill set up, but most people have their grill set up in at least 2 or 3 different heat areas. Let's say, as an example, on the left side of the grill, it's very hot. On the center of the grill, it's kind of less than hot, but medium. And on the right side of the grill, it's just very warm. So what you can do is take, I'm just going to pick a steak as an example. Take your steak and put it on the hot part, that's the left side of the grill, and let it get nice and colored as far as zuning is concerned. And then take it from the center, turn it over, and put it on the center of the grill, and it's going to cook it a little bit more. Not necessarily color it, but cook it. And then once you think it's about right, which I hope is around medium rare for you, take it off of there and put it over on the right side just to basically keep it warm until you're ready to eat. That's all there is to it. So just make sure that you start out with a very hot grill. You want to sear that meat very hard. Then the second area is just to cook it a little bit. And then the third area is just simply to keep it warm, nice and easy. Or if you don't have room or don't, you know, if your grill isn't very big and you can only do 2, go from very hot to just very warm. That's all you have to do. From a very hot grill, put it on the warm and let it cool down literally. And it'll just stay warm until you're ready to eat. And incidentally, I want to mention a couple things about things to put on your steak. You know, I don't mean steak sauce that you can buy in the store, but say as an example at home, if you have some nice blue cheese, put it into a container and either hit it in the microwave or put it on the grill and melt it. So what if you want it to become is literally a sauce? And then I like to add a little bit of Worcestershire sauce, maybe 2 or 3 drops or so of Worcestershire sauce, because what it does is adds so much flavor to that melted cheese. And then when you're ready to eat your steak, pour that over the top of it, and you've added an awful, awful lot of flavor. to your stick without doing an awful lot of work as well. So we've got to go to a break. We'll be back right after these messages.
This is the Entertainment Answer. What other films are taking on the live-action Lion King in theaters this week? None. Who would even try? Like it or not, these live-action remakes just aren't going away. Families can also look for Breakthrough now on all home formats, as well as Shazam for your older viewers. Plus, several other solid films are still going strong in theaters, including Toy Story 4 and Spider-Man Far From Home. Certainly a lot to keep your summer sizzling. For this Entertainment Answer, I'm Matt Mungle.
Hello, I'm Fred Dreyer. I've had a MyPillow for 2 years. Before that, I had sleeping problems. Pillows would go flat. I would flip and flop all night. I would wake up with a sore neck and a sore back and maybe even a headache. Made right here in the United States with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee, there's nothing to lose. For a limited time, go to MyPillow.com and get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for just $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow. And it's only available at MyPillow.com when you use the promo code WINNER. That's two premium pillows, just $69.98, with the promo code WINNER at MyPillow.com. Or call 800-513-3363. That's 800-513-3363 or MyPillow.com promo code WINNER for a fantastic offer.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, I'm Dennis Bono. Join me for Breaking Bread with Bono. Each week, I eat and drink with the most interesting friends from the worlds of showbiz, sports, and politics, and other careers as my guests share their stories with me. It's live from the Bootlegger Italian Bistro in Las Vegas. So please tune in to Breaking Bread with Bono, Saturdays 9 a.m. Pacific, Sundays at 10 a.m. Pacific, right here on CRN Radio and CRNTalk.com.
Hi, everybody. Michael Horn from CRNTalk.com. You know, we provide you with the best in talk radio. 8 channels of talk radio, from radio on the left, radio on the right, sports talk, business talk, religious talk, Spanish talk, you name it, we've got talk radio for you. All at CRNTalk.com. Well, now we'll bring you video as well as audio. That's right. Watch your favorite shows like The Robert Conrad Show, The Fred Dreyer Program, What's Cooking Today, What's Cooking on Wine, The Lounge, and so many other shows in video right at our website, CRNTalk.com. You can also watch us on Roku. Just search CRN Talk, and you can watch us on Roku on any TV anywhere in the world. Also on Facebook Live. Go to Facebook.com/CRN Digital Talk. Facebook.com/CRN Digital Talk. Roku, search CRN Talk. Check us out on Tiki Live and at CRNTalk.com. Video for you talk fans, all from CRN Talk.
Welcome back to Wines du Jour. We're having a good time here at the City National Arena. That's in Summerlin, in case you weren't familiar with it. City National Arena is a large area. It has a baseball field. It has several different things involved with it, including some ice skating rink. And the kids come here and ice skate, as well as the adults. It's in Summerlin. It's easy to find. And I recommend that what we're doing tonight, right now, as the third of our featured wine, is Pinot Noir, which I mentioned earlier is light body and very bright in its taste. Very popular. And I think Pinot Noir is grown literally in just about every country that grows grapes to make wine. It's big, of course, in Europe, and it's very big in California. You know, one of the unique things about California, and I know I mention this every once in a while, but I'm just overcome by the fact that it's so big. In California, there are 4,400 plus wineries in that state. That's incredible. Now, a couple things about that. Number one, all of those 4,400 wineries are not outstanding. Don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that. But I can tell you that the majority by far are very, very good, very interesting, very tasty, and a lot of variation. When it comes to wines like tonight that we're tasting, we're trying with that Pinot Noir, we have some steak that is very, very good. The chef has put together something I think is very nice. It is a combination of a blackened sirloin with a little bit of blue cheese crumbles and a blue cheese sauce that he makes. And it's easy to make a blue cheese sauce, just like it is almost any kind of a sauce. And you would take blue cheese, of course, put it in a sauce pot, maybe take a patty or two of butter, turn the heat on low, and allow that cheese to melt along with that butter. And then if you like, you can add a little bit of cream or a dash of Worcestershire sauce. And that says you've got one really tasty, very simple sauce. And you can put that over steak. You can put it over pork chops. You can put it over lamb. You can do a lot with it. And that's a good thing. And you can also save it. So if you make a couple cups of it and you only use half, you can put the other half in the refrigerator covered, and it'll keep for several days. So if you want to have a steak on the weekend or something like that, take it out and put some of that sauce over the top of it. You'll be a real happy camper. And everybody said, oh, my God, where did you come up with this idea? Well, actually, it's pretty simple, and it's probably being done by thousands of people. But if you haven't tried it, you should try it. You'll be amazed at how good that it can taste. A sirloin steak is what we used tonight. The chef did, I think, a beautiful job with it, taking the blue cheese and making a nice sauce out of it and adding it to some sirloin steak. Very tasty, easy to do. You take you can buy sirloin steaks. They're not very large. You can cook them to about medium and then cut them into squares, maybe 1-inch square or what have you. In the meantime, take a little bit of blue cheese, keep some of it whole, put some of it in a sauce pot and bring it up to temperature to where it melts, and then you can throw the solid cheese into that so you've got kind of lumpy sauce, if you will, and scoop that right over the top of a piece of that sirloin steak. And I have to tell you, you'll be a real happy camper with a beautiful red wine to go along with it, which in this case this evening, we're doing Pinot Noir, but it could be Cabernet Sauvignon, it could be Merlot, it could be a lot of different nice wines would go very well with that combination, and easy to do. Or if you've got guests coming over, you can dazzle them a little bit. They can't believe it tastes so good, something that you did, if you know what I'm saying. Nothing personal. We're just about out of time, so I just want to say thank you very much for listening to us here. We've been at Mackenzie River Restaurant in northern part of Las Vegas, or an area known as Summerlin. It's more specifically in the City National Arena. And I have to tell you, the parking here is great. The people here are friendly and good.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS? Newsflash, the president has changed the tax laws, and now you may be able to pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, the tax doctor can help you pay the IRS as little as possible allowed by law. There are new tax laws for business owners, the self-employed, even W-2 workers. If you have a back tax problem or a few years of unfilled returns, new help to save you money is now here. Call right now to see how the new tax laws can help you. Plus, right now, we'll waive the consultation fee and give you a free tax savings report. Attention business owners, the self-employed, and W-2 workers. Make this free call to the tax doctor now and learn how to take advantage of the new tax laws that may help you pay the IRS less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.